Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Well, come right on in. I've been expecting you. Land sakes, it sure is getting cold outside. Well, last week it was hot, and now, today, it's cold. Fall sure is a strange time of year. Uh-oh, there's my telephone a-ringing. Must be a customer. Excuse me a minute. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. What's that? Do you have any snow blowers for sale? How about a good old-fashioned snow shovel? Got to have a blower. I see. Can't lift the heavy snow. You might try the hardware store downtown. No, that's all right. Glad to help. Goodbye.
Who was that, Grandpappy?
Well, someone wanted a snowblower. I guess it's not too early to start thinking about winter and snow.
I guess not. Let me see if I can find a weather report somewhere.
It'll be partly cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with a chance for a few scattered snowflakes.
Snowflakes? By grannies, it is getting close to winter.
It's a good thing you put that insulation in the attic and walls a few weeks ago. That will certainly help keep the warm air in and the cold winter air out.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
Why, it's Miss Betty, a nurse over at the hospital. Hi, Miss Betty.
I've only got a minute, Grandpappy. Could you fix the clasp on my pocketbook? It won't close.
Broken clasp? Well, let me take a look. I'll try, Miss Betty.
How are you, Ray?
I couldn't be better, Miss Betty, thanks to you.
Thanks to me?
Sure. If you hadn't found me and brought me here to the hobby shop, why, I might still be sleeping in your attic.
I guess you're right, Ray. I'm glad you have a good home.
Grandpappy and I were just talking about the weather, Miss Betty. The weather forecast says we might have a few snowflakes tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised. It is getting cold.
Say, I've got an idea. While we're waiting for Grandpappy Sparks to fix the clasp on your pocketbook, why don't I look through my radio programs and find a song that tells about winter days?
That sure sounds like a good idea, Ray. After all, it's not too early to begin thinking about winter and snow.
Let me see where the story song is. Ah, here it is. It's called Winter Days. Listen.
Winter days are here once more. Listen to the wind blow. Soon we'll have a big snow. Winter days are here once more. Hurry in and shut the door. Fire in the fireplace burning brightly. Snow in the meadow falling lightly. Here in the house we're warm and dry. Wintertime weather will pass us by. to the wind blow. Soon we'll have a big snow. Put some popcorn in the pan. Put it on the fire to pop. Fire in the fireplace burning brightly. Snow in the meadow falling lightly. Here in the house we're warm and dry. Wintertime weather will pass us by.
By golly, that sure was a catchy tune, Ray. I thought I heard sleigh bells.
You did hear sleigh bells, Grandpappy. The story song lady was using sleigh bells for the rhythm of the song.
I like to hear sleigh bells.
Why, when I was a boy, we used to hitch up the old horse in the winter and go for a ride. It was my job to put the sleigh bells on the horse. Land sakes, that song really took me back.
I like that song, too, because it sounded just like we were on a winter sleigh ride. I like the part about popcorn popping.
So did I, Ray. I like to eat popcorn for a snack once in a while.
Winter is a nice time of the year. The old pond outside of town always freezes over, and all the people can have fun ice skating.
I know, and I like to see the children playing in the snow.
I wonder what the snowmen will look like this winter. I guess I like winter after all.
I've got an idea. Why don't we learn just what winter is?
What winter is? What do you mean, Grandpappy?
You know, things like winter is a season and all that.
Oh, I get it. Learn about winter and what winter is like where you live.
That's it. You really are smart, Ray.
That sounds like fun. Let's begin. Let's start with something you just said. Winter is a season.
I'd better get my notepad. You know, I like to write things down. I can remember things better that way. Let's see. Here's my pad of paper. Now we'll start writing here. Let's see. Winter is a season.
And we might add that a year is divided into four parts called seasons.
That's right. During the year, we have spring, summer, fall, and winter.
And each season has something special about it, too.
I guess everybody likes winter and snow.
Wait a minute, Grandpappy. Not everybody has snow during the wintertime.
What's that? Winter without snow? Well, how is that possible?
I think I can answer that, Ray. I used to live in southern Florida. We always had the winter season without snow.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I plumb forgot all about those warm places.
And don't forget, some lands in the far north have snow all year round.
Even snow in summer.
Even snow in the summer.
Well, I'll be a lily-livered coyote. I guess you're right. Winter is not the same in all places.
But even in southern Florida, the weather was cooler than it is in the summer season.
In many places, winter is a cold time when some trees have no leaves and few flowers do bloom.
Well, here, where we live, we have winter and snow. And I like to see the children play in the snow.
I know just what you mean, Grandpappy. I think winter time is almost as nice as summer. I like to get out and walk in the snow and go ice skating over at the pond myself.
I like winter because of the many holidays we celebrate. I never get tired of hearing my holiday programs.
Do you have any story songs about snow, Ray?
What about a story song about ice skating?
I'd like to hear that myself.
Good. It's called Ice Skating is Nice Skating. Let's listen.
Have you ever seen anyone with icicles under his chin? Well, let me tell you how that can happen. Ice skating is nice skating, but here's some advice about ice skating. Never skate where the ice is thin. Thin ice will crack and you'll fall right in and come up with icicles under your chin. If you skate where the ice is thin.
Oh, I like that song, Ray. I was one of those people who had icicles under his chin. Well, once when I was just a lad, I fell through some thin ice. I was lucky. It wasn't very deep water.
That was a good safety lesson, Ray. I wish more people would be careful not to skate on thin ice.
You know, there's always a problem whenever winter comes around. Skating on thin ice can be very dangerous.
Now, let me put that down in my notebook. Don't skate...
Or walk.
Or walk on thin ice. There. That's a good point for winter safety. Let's talk about snow.
I like snow, if it doesn't snow too much.
Why, what do you mean, Miss Betty?
Well, it's fun to play in the snow and build things. But when it snows too much, then it can be a problem.
How?
Sometimes a heavy snowfall can close the roads and highways. This makes it difficult for fire trucks and ambulances to get through in times of emergency.
That's right, Miss Betty. Also, a heavy snowfall can cause roofs to cave in and do lots of damage.
Heavy snow sometimes causes electrical wires to fall down. When this happens, the electricity is shut off and the city loses electrical power.
Losing electrical power can be very, very bad. Everything that uses electricity can't work. Heaters can't heat, mixers can't mix, and refrigerators can't refrigerate. There are many things in your home that use electricity.
So you see, even though a heavy snowfall may look pretty, it can be a problem.
I'd better write that in my notebook, too. Heavy snowfall can be a problem. There.
Read what you have written, Grandpappy.
Okay. Let me get my glasses on straight. Now we're ready. Winter is a season. I also wrote this down, too. Winter is not the same in all places.
Oh, that was a good thing to remember, Grandpappy. Some places don't have snow at all.
What else did you write?
Don't skate or walk on thin ice. I sure like that story song, Ray. You know, the one about icicles under his chin. That sure made a funny picture in my mind.
I know. What's that last thing you wrote in your notebook?
Heavy snowfalls can be a problem.
You have some very good notes about winter and snow, Grandpappy.
I know. And I'm going to remember them, too.
We all need to remember them. And other important things. What's winter like where you live? Do you have snow? Do you like to play in the snow and build things? There are some things you can do only in the wintertime. Can you think of these things?
By doggies, I never knew that there was so much to learn about winter and snow. Winter is an interesting season.
Say, I almost forgot. What time is it?
Time? What's your hurry, Miss Betty?
I've got to be getting back to the hospital. How is my clasp coming?
Well, your clasp is all fixed. Your pocketbook works as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Grandpappy. I knew you could fix it if anybody could. Goodbye.
Aha, there goes a good soul. Miss Betty, a hospital nurse. What more could you ask about a person?
What more could I ask? Well, I could ask Miss Betty one more thing.
What's that, Grandpappy?
I could ask Miss Betty to pay for fixing her pocketbook clasp. That's what. Hey, Miss Betty, come on back. You forgot to pay me.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation.